With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has tapped one of his economic advisors to serve in a temporary role on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Stephen Moran, the chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, has been a major defender of the president's income tax cuts and tariff hikes. Economist Steve Moore believes the president made the right decision by firing the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. He points to the frequent BLS downward revisions under former President Biden.
The original numbers versus the revisions, they overstated the job creation under Joe Biden by well over 1 million jobs, and it might be closer to 2 million. Come on, that's a huge miss.
Economist Stephen Moore spoke with the Salem Radio Network earlier this week. Bernie Bennett reports a new Gallup poll finds a record-high party gap when it comes to approval ratings for members of Congress and the U.S. Supreme Court.
A 61% majority of Republicans have a positive view of Congress, where the GOP narrowly controls the House and the Senate, and 75% of Republicans approve of the 6-3 conservative majority Supreme Court. But among Democrats, 6% approve of Congress and 11% approve of the Supreme Court. The result is recording partisan gulfs of 55 percentage points for Congress and 64 percentage points for the Supreme Court.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. The administration's nickname for a new detention center in Indiana is raising a few eyebrows.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a facility in the state of Indiana will house immigrants facing deportation. Officials are calling it the Speedway Slammer. The agency posted an image of an IndyCar-style race car emblazoned with the word ICE. Speedway, which hosts the Indianapolis 500, issued a statement saying the town was not involved. And IndyCar asked that its intellectual property not be used.
And that report from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington has the results of a new study that indicates a lot of pastors are having problems.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, 65% of evangelical Protestant clergymen say they feel that they must be on call 24 hours a day for members of their congregations. 63% of mainline Protestant leaders agree, and amongst black Protestant pastors, 76% say this is so. The Lifeway study also reveals that between 20 and 25% of clergymen say their congregations have unrealistic expectations of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several elite U.S. colleges made deals with President Trump's administration offering concessions in order to keep their federal funding. Ivy League schools Columbia, Brown, and the University of Pennsylvania have all reached agreements to resolve federal investigations into campus anti-Semitism, DEI programs, as well as the promotion of the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says President Trump is dedicated to increasing the U.S. naval fleet.
A big part of the BBB was a massive increase in shipbuilding budget and funds. And so between that and his executive order, which he signed in March, calling for a return to American dominance in shipbuilding for the Navy, for the Coast Guard, but also commercial shipbuilding. He's really put an effort into it. He understands how important it is, and I think we're going to have a renaissance in American shipbuilding.
Stocks rose on Wall Street, marking their third winning week in the last four. On Friday, the S&P 500 up 0.8% of its value, leaving the index just shy of the record it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed by 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite added 1% to the record it set a day earlier. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.